night and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. It is Sally J in studio on the Brand Conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. I hope that your Thursday is treating you well. This week is slowly coming to an end, but I am here to still continue giving us some conversations that are here to improve us, to elevate us, empower us, and also make us think. Now, today I want to talk about taking a risk. I want to talk about the secrets to succeeding as a risk taker. I want us to talk about how to take intelligent risk in the pursuit of your goals. I want us to talk about how risk taking is important for personal growth, how risk taking is the courage to be authentic, and also how to take risk and really tips for smarter risk taking. Because at the end of the day, you know, life is full of risk, they say, right? We are exposed to risk every day. I think in definitive terms, risk is the chance that an unexpected outcome will happen, right? So if you think about it, if a bet is placed in such circumstances, it is considered a risk taking, right? The taker might lose some or all of his original stake. And to minimize that, the taker needs to consider some behaviors and outcomes and all of that. So today we're talking about how taking risks can bring good changes and better opportunities. And to better understand the positive side of risk, we are going to be discussing why do entrepreneurs take risk, how to take risk, healthy risk-taking behavior, and risk-taking personalities. So I can't wait to have this conversation with you. You're more than welcome to join in. That is on 083-288-401. And the question is, do we have to take risks to achieve what we want? What does it take for someone to build that courage to take a risk? So we, like I said, we're here to talk about the importance of taking a risk because, you know, as I was talking to France now, and especially when we're talking about how the world is changing technology-wise, these are people that took risk, right? These are people that took a risk and said, hey, why don't I create a human robot that can be a companion or that can be a personal assistant for these businesses out there? Think about the person who created a felt schooner. What is felt schooner in English? Yeah, but felt schooner, I'm sure you all remember what felt schooner is, right? That person took a risk to make that. Taking a risk can be Tate John Walenga. He took a risk, right? To start this brand, get this team that can put together this brand, talk radio station. That is a huge risk as an entrepreneur, right? And it is probably one of the many examples out there of people who took a risk. Think about somebody that you know that has taken a risk. Maybe it could be you. Maybe you decided that while everybody was going left, you decided to take a risk and go right. So I want to hear from those that have taken a risk in their careers. Maybe you took a risk and said, you know what, I'm going to leave my 8-to-5 job and I'm going to take a risk and become an entrepreneur. And here you are years later succeeding in that risk that you took. So I'd like to hear all of those stories because it's all about inspiring the next person. And I hope that we'll be able to do that together. So welcome to the show. And yeah, thank you so much for making Eagle FM your station of choice.
Beer ads. Ice cold golden lager, white foamy heads, the best. Well, what about all that and fresh zesty flavor in one perfect mouthful? Toffle Radler. It's beer, but extra. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Oulum nangeshifa no hara kushivifa oma kuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, bali o heta tu batatu, ne no la no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 20 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is the Brand Conversation. And today we are having a conversation about taking risk for your personal growth. The question is, do we have to take risks to achieve what we want? Do you think we should take risks sometimes to achieve something great? And is risk-taking really important to succeed? So I'm here to talk to those people that, you know, that can answer the question, would you take a risk to chase a dream? You know, I've heard of people, like there's this friend of mine. She's actually living in the UK right now. I believe she's listening. Her name is Louisa. But anyway, so when we grew up in Cape Town together, I always admired her for taking risk. And so she was kept telling me this story because she was really interested in modeling and starting, you know, her career in the beauty industry. And so she was constantly telling me almost every day that, you know, she's putting money away from any, like, and she was doing odd jobs, eh? Because she just came from Namibia. The job that she was supposed to get, it didn't really work out. And so, of course, as a friend, she was staying with me for a bit while she was figuring herself out. But what I admired about this lady, this girl, is that the amount of risk that she was taking because she had a certain goal in mind, which is to go start her career in the United Kingdom. So great. So she would be working at different shops. She was working as those girls that were handing out flyers. Next, she's probably working like in a kitchen, cooking. Next minute, you'll see her doing small modeling jobs. But the biggest thing was that at the end of the 2 years, because she eventually went back to studying, at the end of the 2 years, this girl had raised enough money for herself to buy herself a ticket to move to London. That was, and you know, a lot of people tend to like have conversations about, I want to do this, I want to do that, but nobody actually really takes risk. And I want to hear, why is that? Why don't people take risk? Are we too calculated? Are we scared? Have a fear of the unknown? Let's talk about that. But anyway, so Louisa bought her ticket, and I think it was only when we were dropping her at the airport that I realized how real this risk is. So she got her ticket. She left for London. And guys, I will say maybe it's about 10 years now, almost 10 years. And this is somebody that, well, she's not a model anymore, but she got married. She started her family there. She's running a beautiful church there. And that was all because of taking that risk to say that all this money that I have, I'm going to save it to buy myself a ticket. And whatever is there, it is waiting for me. And whatever is meant for me in London, it is going to come to me. And of course, modeling was now her goal in mind. But, you know, things always change. And now she's a beautiful married woman. You know, her and her husband are running this beautiful church. And, you know, they have their beautiful family. She also moved her mom and actually most of her siblings to London. So they're all living with her. And that is probably one of the most beautiful risk takers I've ever met in my life. And so I want you to think about that today. You know, let's talk about risk taking. Think back for a moment. Think back for a moment. What is the biggest risk that you ever took? And then I want you to ask yourself, what risk do you regret not taking? And I'm sure the answers to these questions will likely summarize your greatest joy and excitement and probably even your biggest regret, right? Because while you're working at directing your own personal growth journey, I want you to keep them in mind, you know, for your own experience that will serve as a point of reference to, you know, proactively directing your personal growth journey. But I want to hear from you in terms of taking risks, ladies and gentlemen. Are you a person that is willing to take a risk? Is it worth it for you? What happens when we take a risk? And how do you know if a risk is worth taking? I see somebody's joining us on the line. All right. 083-288-401. That's the studio line. Let's talk about how do you know when it is time to jump from a safe job and take a risk with a startup? Now, it's important for us to always define what our words are. And, you know, a risk, I was looking at the dictionary, and the dictionary defines the word risk as exposure to the chance of injury or loss, or a dangerous chance. So if you view it from a broader, maybe more comprehensive perspective, there are many kind of risks, right? Some are unavoidable. Just living through a typical day could be a risk, right? For the purpose of, you know, this conversation, let's focus on one particular type of deliberate risk, right? The kind of risk that shapes you as a person and gives you direction to your life. So each time you take risk of this sort, what you are doing is that, in effect, you are creating yourself. You are saying that this is what I choose. This is who I am. You know, you take this kind of risk when you commit yourself to another person, invest time and money in developing a talent, or reveal your true feelings to another person, especially the first time, right? And such choices are almost always felt to be risky because they are accompanied by three feelings, right? They are, you know, it would be uncertainty because you cannot know the outcome in advance, right? Anxiety because we fear the unknown, and guilt because now when you take a risk, you must leave behind what you have known, what you have been. And, my own personal risk story. Almost fell off my chair there. My own personal risk story was when, I'm quite a big risk taker. And my first one was, when I started out in radio, I took a risk to leave my job, to go and work in the corporate world so that I could pay for school. And it was so scary because I just got into radio and I thought I was going to lose my place. But yeah, let's see what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Yes, afternoon, Salut.
Yes, brother, how are you?
I'm good. I'm listening there. You were talking about
taking a risk.
That I like more, something that they shaped me today.
Really? So.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I only want to answer that part. Like, when do you know is the right time to take a risk?
Yeah.
Like, start a business.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you are working and you are like, you're not happy. You know, most of us, we are.
We're working in safe jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah, like someone just doing nursing, but it's not their thing.
It's not their passion.
For money, teaching. And now they are like, I want to do business, I want to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the issue now is you should do now. Maybe you see, you know, a friend that is doing better in business, and they're like, okay, let me also just take a risk. So the right time to take a risk is when you are ready. First of all, you must first have an understanding of what you want to do. And you must first have a clear vision.
Okay.
That, okay, this is what I want to do. Okay. But you don't need to plan for the good outcomes. You must also prepare for the worst.
Okay.
Because when you leave your job, then like, okay, I'm now a teacher. Once I resign, I get this money.
Okay.
I'm going to buy two cars, put them on the road, and what? What if then you must also think like, I put them on the road, and then maybe 2 days they are bumped beyond repair.
Yeah.
Then what's the next plan? You see, those things you must prepare. Otherwise, there's no a risk is a risk.
Mm.
But all I'm saying is that these things, when you want to do something,
yeah,
you might just take a step.
Okay, and I must be prepared, like you said, right?
Yeah, yeah. Even these young ones, the guys, you see, school sometimes can ruin your life. If you know you are doing business and you see that business is paying your bills, take a 5 liter, go to the service station, buy a match, buy petrol, take your degree, burn it. You know why? Yeah, you know why? Because most of the guys, maybe you did a certain course, but that course is not giving you money. No, now you are doing business. You are now, you see this business can give you future, but you are now contemplating like, sometimes you are going to business, sometimes you are applying for jobs again.
Mm.
So you have that now feelings of like, yeah, you are not focusing on business. Just either you get that degree, it will help you. Yeah, my mind goes stolen, but I'm happy. It doesn't disturb me. I see a post there, just ignore, because I have nothing to apply with. All the my scheme documents, also I don't know how to get them. So that take a risk and focus on that. It will take you somewhere. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right.
083-288-401. That's the studio line. Let's talk about taking a risk, you know. When I think about people who take a risk, I'm trying to think of some people. But as you're calling in, I want you to think of your own risk that you've taken. What is that one risk that you took? Like me was leaving radio. Honestly, it was so scary. It was so scary because in the creative industry, you know, you can be easily replaced, right? And it was scary.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, sir?
Okay, I'm good.
That's good.
Yes.
So my uncle.
This thing is very important.
Yes.
And many a times we think that we want others to take risk, but we don't want to take risk. This is one of the things. I think one of the business entrepreneur, successful one, has mentioned it some time ago here that if you yourself don't want to take a risk, what, you know, because we think the risk is something that must just involve a lot of amount of money, a lot of work. Of course, energy is very important. They also little money. So what we are saying is that let's see, if you cannot take a risk yourself, why do you want somebody to take a risk on your behalf? So taking a risk sometimes is also, even in career.
Yeah.
So you have to forego a lot of things.
Yeah.
For you to invest your time. Like you said, you were having a nice job.
Yeah.
And then you resign. Maybe pursuing something better. So you think it's more worth than the one that you are having.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
So it's you sacrifice your determination, a lot of inconveniences, and these are experiences that we have done. So when you have to make sure that you provide for your own, for yourself and for your children, who's going to do it?
Wow, that's very true, Uncle Buena. Can you give us an example of a time that you took a risk?
You know, I when I came, remember we were just from the battlefield, and then we have to take up some study.
Yes.
We were struggling, running here, want to get into army defense, and it was so scrounging. Remember, you also have the brothers who are on this side, so the army and the police, they have to accommodate.
Yeah.
So luckily, we happened to get to some classes, polytechnic there. So we had to struggle. But during that time now, we have to stay.
Yes.
Find something, some kind of activity that can generate money.
Yes.
After working again for 5 years, 6 years, and that job was hell. Human resource management. Hell. I just have to sacrifice. I let me resign from this job. And then my children and my people who are after me now, whom I was looking, I have to sacrifice and go for UNAM for 5 years and more again. So, and then imagine that how I sacrifice there. I have to invest. It's a risk. You don't know what your children will eat.
Yes.
You don't know what will happen. And you know the wife looking there, you are running there.
Yeah.
So it's a sacrifice. So it's a risk that you have taken.
Yeah.
And there are so many, even in terms of money, where you invest and you start doing some kind of... It takes a lot. So all what we are saying is that let's start taking this simple risk.
Yeah.
Then it will lend us to the bigger one.
Yeah.
Because if you are not sacrificed or prepared to take a risk, then forget about it.
Wow.
Forget about being successful in the thing. Because risk is the one that will determine, and you have to, it's an uncertainty. How are you going to accommodate? You must calculate the list and say, okay, this is what I'm going to lose. Anything that happened, the likelihood, all these kind of things must be considered.
That's true, Uncle Bono.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So what is that one risk that you took that completely changed your direction or completely changed your life? Because, you know, entrepreneurship really involves taking risk, right? Most entrepreneurs that I've spoken to, they say they got to where they are because they were willing to take a risk no one else was willing to take. They understand that business growth and risk go hand in hand. And I was talking to someone, you know, an entrepreneur, and he was talking about how he's well aware that he had to embrace risk as part of the business, that he had to take risk because he didn't want to spend the rest of his life thinking what if or regretting that he didn't take a particular risk. So he was standing by the saying, what do people say? You never know unless you try, right? And that's another reason why entrepreneurs say take risks, is that they know taking risk gives them a competitive advantage, you know? It distinguishes you from your competitors. And furthermore, you know, they don't see setbacks from taking a risk as a failure, but it's about them learning from it. And they know that innovation, opportunity, and breakthrough are all tied to risk. So let's quickly pay the bills, and then I will be back to give you more of the brand conversation.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
083-288-401. That is the studio line if you would like to join in as we are talking about the importance and the benefits of taking risk. You know, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. Everyone wants to head out and start their own business venture, or maybe not everyone. But if you're listening to this, you probably do, right? And I think what most people don't realize is that when you decide to start your own business, a lot is on the line because you're putting your career, your finances, your mental health, and often your reputation at stake. And don't get me wrong, starting your business, your own business, is an incredible thing because it gives you the power to shape your own destiny, right? It gives you like a degree of autonomy over your life that most people only dream of. And forming a startup, especially starting something new, is not easy and is definitely not risk-free. And that doesn't mean I'm here to encourage you to gamble your finances or your efforts on slim chances, but I'm here to remind you that if you want to start your own thing, if you want to get into a new journey, you need to be willing to take risk. You need to be ready to put stuff on the line. And simply put, you know, there is no path to successful entrepreneurial endeavors without risk. So I'm here to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, how do you know when it's time to jump into taking a risk? You know, how do you know when it's time to jump from your 8-to-5 job and take a risk with your entrepreneurship? How did you know, to the entrepreneurs out there? How do you know when it's safe to, you know, when something is worth taking a risk? Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good,
thanks. Your line is very, very bad.
Okay. 083-288-401. Please don't take risk and drive and talk, okay? We can't do that. That's a stupid risk. It's not even a smart one at all. But we are talking about, is taking a risk really important to succeed? In general, is it worth it to take a risk? And if you're not taking risk, is that a bad thing? That are you happy where you are in terms of taking a risk? So I was telling you guys about my biggest risk was leaving radio to go and study a film. And it was so scary because now, you know, I was doing so well. I was at the peak of my career. You know, everybody, when you're in the street, they're like, hey, Sally. And I'm like, hi, you know, the fame almost got to my head there. And then this opportunity came for me, you know, to study film. And it was something that I was interested in. But I think the more it became real, especially when I got accepted into the school, the scary and like, I think I was sweating like profusely for a week and I was shaky. I had anxiety for almost a week because I was like, yo, Sally, you are leaving this salary to go and basically be dependent with a small amount of money. And there were so many things going on in my head, like, oh, but Sally, when you come back, will you really have a place in this industry? When you come back, are you going to struggle to get a job? When you come back, is the industry really going to be the same? When you go to Zambia, is it really going to be worth the risk that you're taking? There were so many questions in my head when it came to taking that risk. And honestly, I don't regret it, but I'm not here to tell you that taking a risk is easy. So I want to talk about just some risks that fall into three categories because, you know, if you think about it, there are some people that have taken risk where they quit their secure, well-paying job to go back to school. I've heard of such people. For others, I've heard that it could be deciding to leave a marriage after 18, 20, 30 years, or reporting that the company they work for is endangering the environment or people's lives. So though it may not appear, you know, so at first glance, risk, you know, especially psychological risk that summon us to put our personal values and beliefs on the line, they sometimes do feel very, very dangerous. But there are also some very good risks that can generally really help you succeed. And the first one is what they call a self-improvement risk. These are risks when you, you know, when you want to get ahead or when you want to learn something new or make a dream a reality. So basically, a self-improvement risk is you take on the venture with the hopes of enriching your lives, right? Maybe you want to change careers, or maybe you want to take singing or swimming lessons or learn a new language. So on one side of the risk is the person you are, and on the other is the person that you want to become, right? Then you also get commitment risk. Commitment risk, basically, all commitment risks have emotional stakes, right? Whether you pledge yourself to a person or a relationship or to a cause, a career, or a value. But I was reading this book by this gentleman called Joseph Ilardo, who is the author of Risk Taking for Personal Growth. He said, if you avoid making commitments, yes, he said almost everything in terms of taking a risk requires courage, and that if you avoid making emotional commitments, you all but guarantee that your emotional growth will be slowed down. Eagle FM?
Yes, Sally J.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm okay today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. And who are we speaking to?
Jason from Otapi.
Jason from Otapi, welcome. Are you joining us?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello to you too, Jason. Nice to hear from you. The line is open if you would like to join in. 083-288-401. Why are some people afraid of taking risk, and when do you know a risk is worth taking? Let's pay the bills.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Alright, the time has gone. Today we are having a conversation about risk taking on the brand conversation.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, Terry J.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sister of nine.
Yes, my brother, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How's the day?
So far so good. So far so good. Are you joining us?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about taking a risk. What does that mean for you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Means in life, when you want to achieve something good, or you want to drive something into the right way, the first thing you have to take is to take a risk.
Sure, that's true.
You know, in whatever goodness you are trying to bring or to create, there is already challenges there.
That's true.
Those challenges are the risk that you have to cope or you have to deal with.
Yes.
You do not much worry with those challenges, but focusing with what will improve you.
Yes.
That is, it is already usual that you cannot work with something easy if you want to achieve something of the good quality. You have to work with a difficult conditioning. That is the risk you are taking.
Yeah.
Even if you are calm in your life, you want to try with something always is good. Some are already opposed with you. That is all the risk you have to take. Anything you are trying to do, as long as it is good, there is already risk you have to take. Then you have to learn. They have to strengthen you. Then they have also to encourage you to not give up. Yes.
Can you remember a time that you took a risk?
Yes.
Yeah? Can you share with us?
Since from my child.
Yeah.
I am a
risk taker.
Let me say it in this way. I am a mute someone.
Okay.
A keep quiet someone.
Okay.
I always only like to try with something which I already know that it will create benefit.
I see.
But that is a threat and an anger to some of the people. I will end up being hated. I will end up have no friends.
Yeah.
And I end up finding myself in some of the difficult conditions. But as long as you know that what you are trying is good, and it will also benefit.
Yeah.
Because some of the things even if you are trying with, it is not only benefit to you, it also benefits to some of the people. But if some of the people, they know about it, they will be opposed for you. But you just take a risk. Just move forward.
Wow. Yes,
Just focusing.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. That's a very good piece of advice. I appreciate it.
All right, my sister.
Thank you. Please take care, eh?
Me also appreciate.
Thank you, my brother. All right.
Likewise. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, 10 minutes left of the brand conversation. We're talking about taking risk, right? You know, when I think about, and I'll still go back to Eagle FM. Eagle FM was a huge risk. Going into talk radio, going into, you know, an industry where most radio stations are playing music, right? And so we decided to take a risk and decide that, you know what, we're going to eliminate, I don't want to say the distraction of music, but yes, we're going to eliminate music from our Monday to Fridays so that we can really use the platform to focus on conversations and focus on storytelling and really focus on journalism, right? And that was a beautiful risk that he took, because look at us now, 3 years later. And it's a known fact that countless entrepreneurs have taken risks to get their businesses to where they are now. And yes, taking risks, it doesn't mean, you know, like the other brother said, it doesn't mean you must go into the business blindly and then expecting great results. No, it's about successfully approaching risk that requires careful planning and having a strategy. Because every entrepreneur and small business owner, you all have your different reasons for wanting to start your own business, right? But that means that you and every other entrepreneur are deciding to take different risks specific to your idea, right? However, the actual reason why entrepreneurs take risk, it can be narrowed down to the following reasons. The first one is that they say you will never know unless you try. Because nobody can really be sure if a risk will pay off, right? No matter how calculated they may be. But this should not stop you from taking risk, right? Because if you want your business to succeed, risks are necessary. Like there's a quote by this gentleman called Frederick Wilcox or something. And he says, progress always involves risk. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on the first. So basically, you don't know. Nobody knows how the future will play out or if your business will be successful. But however, you can plan ahead to help mitigate the potential for failure. So it's about developing your business strategies, you know, exploring your financial scenarios, revisiting, you know, initial performance. Those are just a few ways to help you navigate the unknown. And like I said, you'll never know unless you try, and you can at least set yourself up to handle different situations. Eagle FM. I'm okay, my brother. How are you doing? Your volume on your phone is very low. Please try to come a bit closer.
Okay, now it's better, eh?
Much better, yes. Welcome.
Welcome. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Yes. So yeah, we are talking about taking risk. What is your take? What is your experience with taking risk?
First and foremost, I take the risk in my life. But at the same time, first of all, before I go on the going on being an advocate of a human right to myself, human rights to the citizens of my dear brothers and sisters. First of all, I acknowledge that the weakness is in the grace of God. Okay? The protector is from the grace of God, because we are all living as a human being. We are need to help. And how you do your job is what makes you to be either a target by the enemy, or the enemies themselves will be scared of you. Because why? You must be know how you market yourself by respecting time and love and unity. Because when you challenge the enemies, sometimes they defeated you by your weaknesses that they see. Okay? And these are the type of challenges that you have to surrender. No retreat, no surrender. That's why when they say, when you go to the battle, you are the commander, in the end of the day. But the biggest, the commander in front of you is the creator. So never let yourself, because the enemies, they are left and right center with you. Are you patient? Are you doing the job for pleasing God, first of all, and for help the humanity that you are a sacrifice? Because, for example, I'm a sacrifice, but nobody would know that. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I am a messenger, and like other people are messenger to me. And I'm an ambassador representing the creator. And then likewise, the other side, they are representing the evil to protect the right people not to do the right thing. Like what you are saying, the Eagle FM, Fresh FM, National Radio, any other, we have the bias, we have the good people, then we have the bad people. And bad people are those who are fighting the righteousness people, not to make the affair of the country, the affair of their people going hand in hand. Weakening the, for example, we have now seen prices are going up. And war left and right center. People are not happy. People are killing each other. Hate and grudge and enemy around. What is going on? Because why? Those who are against the freedom, those who are against development, those who are against prosperity, and those who are against not to enjoy their real life of journey, because all of us, we are in journey. It's that end is not the end. The beginning is not the beginning. So we are still having one way to go. And the one way to go is to make sure that things go right.
Yeah.
So when you go for a challenge like that, even parliament, even president, even all members, the president, that's why we say sometimes president is by the public or by the politicians or by those people. Sometimes he has a nice idea, but then those ideas are not going to be tried by whether the society or by whether the politician or by even the business people that are in business. He is maybe the head of this. Oh, but he cannot have all power to decide what the country needed for the goodness.
Yeah.
So this is when we go also to learn the same thing. We have this by just coming in the name of God, but then it's not the right thing that they're doing. They are looking for money, they are trying to deceive people, and that is why we say that when you go for challenge, challenge yourself, and then know what you are standing for. Are you standing for money, or are you standing for
your
prosperity?
Dream?
Your dream.
You
understand?
Yes.
So challenge is anything you are challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to have a wife. Challenge yourself to have children. Challenge yourself to be a good friend.
Yes.
Don't swear people. Don't hate. Don't fight. And don't kill. That is the right thing.
Thank you, my brother.
And challenge yourself to be a good person.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Take care, please.
All right, it is that time for me to say my see you latest, but final thoughts, you know, no matter the risk that you'll be taking, like the brother said, it is important that you assess your ability to tolerate them. Because no matter how prepared you are, you will run into challenges, and it will be important that you're prepared to handle them. So prepare your family, your employees, your partners and investors for the difficulties that could come. Having support and understanding from those around you will help make things easier for the risk that you are taking. And finally, remember your dream, you know, and the reason you've decided to take that risk in the first place. To the entrepreneurs out there, financial risk will likely be a large factor throughout your journey as an entrepreneur. But knowing why you went into that business and that you've planned accordingly, that will get you to where you want to be. Because at the end of the day, successful entrepreneurship takes not only ideas, but the courage, understanding your market, your assets, and the ins and outs of your goals. That will help you make smart decisions when it comes to risk taking. So I hope that you found some value out of today's show. I will see you later. That is on Off the Hook at 11 o'clock. I feel like we didn't really touch on this subject enough. So tomorrow with our guests, we'll definitely push for this. Otherwise, see you later tonight. I have a special guest joining in as we are raising awareness about mental health amongst our elderly. So thank you so much for making Eagle FM your station of choice. And please stay tuned for On the Radar, your latest news updates.
Undi ora tiengi o ikel FM yalira era karai mbambe hinaraka. Tu hanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maungiro. Na wina kukara no mapulo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kove o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tiengi o ikel FM ika onje kumurungu no mekulisi no woshiwana. Matu hepa o riameto roye, moshimbesho vina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe omo ongole wadombude no njibisiro na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodorande esere no iwaeleta on blue waeleta po isi waeleta konomo oranji. Onora ohambonda to imwe ombali odonora mbali oine oimwe odoine mbali. Miaro kona nombo ranjiru kwao onora ohambonda tu oimwe. Ombali odonora mbali oime oimwe odoine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njo kamuti FNB on branch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndatu.